Blog Talk Radio.
Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday. Only 30 minutes.
Minutes only on Sunday. First time in a minute. I had a birthday weekend last weekend. I did it solo by myself, and I talked to myself one Sunday. Things have been happening with everybody's lives. I got D Lovely on the line, and I got Risa on the line. How are you ladies doing today?
Doing good.
Hey, I'm good. Hey, D.
Hey, Risa, how you doing, girl?
Good. How are you?
I'm well.
Anything on your mind politically that's pissing you off? And I can almost tell there's a whole lot of stuff probably on people's minds. But I'm just saying, I'm just asking, is there anything you want to bring up before we start?
Yeah. Well, this is something that stood out to me. I was listening to somebody talk about visiting the, you know, where they're holding the children at. And it was sad to hear about the conditions. One of them stuck out to me. A lady said that she went in there and these kids hadn't had a bath or brushed their teeth in weeks. And she said one little kid had snot, vomit, and other stuff all over his clothes. And that's just terrible. That stuck out to me. That really is like, oh my gosh. Not taking a bath in weeks and then having all kinds of stuff all over you. They said they was hungry. That just unfortunate to me. No matter the circumstance. I don't care if they're here legally or what reason they're here. Just, I don't think kids should be able to be treated like that. That's terrible. Especially when government funds are allotted to handle this. Could be a little bit better treatment, I think.
I'm thinking, those people got their hands in the cookie jar and taking that money. But that's just my opinion. D Lovely, anything that's bothering you as far politically?
The person of interest, number one, who told the congresswomen who call themselves the squad. Yeah. Told the people to go back to the countries they came from. What is wrong with this man?
And that's exactly where I'm starting off at. I'm going to read the tweet.
Donald J. Trump.
So interested to see progressive Democrat congresswomen who originally came from countries whose governments are complete and total chaos, catastrophe, the worst, most corrupt, and inept anywhere in the world. If they have a functioning government at all, now loudly and viciously telling the people of the United States, the greatest and most powerful nation on earth, how our government is to be run. Why don't they go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came? Then come back and show us how. Oh, my goodness. Then Nancy Pelosi said at the real Donald J. Trump, tells four American congressmen women to go back to their country. He reaffirms his plan to make America great again has always been about making America white again.
White male.
Omar, who is part of the squad, she said, Mr. President, as members of Congress, the only country we swear an oath to is the United States, which is why we are fighting to protect it from the worst and most corrupt, inept president we have ever seen. Then AOC said, Mr. President, the country I come from and the country we all swore to is the United States. But given you've destroyed our border with inhumane camps, all at a benefit to you and the courts who profit from them. You are absolutely right about the corruption laid at your feet. They were all going in.
Wow.
The man is psychotic.
I was mad when I heard that, but I mean, what else is he going to do? He does that to get in the news cycle. Larissa, what you got to say about that craziness?
What can I say? To be honest, I mean, I don't get the whole, to me personally, and this is just my personal opinion, I don't like the whole tweeting thing, political tweet thing, I should say. I don't agree with any of it. I don't like it. So I wish they all would just, you know, I mean, I guess it's okay, but I just don't like it. Maybe because of the way 45 does things, turn me off from political tweets. I mean, every now and then a tweet is okay, but so I don't, you probably, I'm probably the wrong person to ask because I'm a little biased about political tweeting anyway. Speaking of tweeting, let me say this real quick. If he was going to go after, have those ICE raids, why did he tweet it and inform the people that he was coming after them? I don't get that.
I think it was to get in the news cycle again.
I think that's what it was for, too.
As of today, so far, as I'm looking at the news, they interviewed a couple of mayors from the cities they're supposed to be raiding, and the mayor said they haven't seen any action.
Yeah, so, one was Miami.
Okay. Yeah.
And he said it happened yet.
Yeah. So I think it was just a political stunt, but who knows? At least the people are prepared for this bull. What about Pence going down to the border? Did y'all see that?
I didn't pay any attention to that, but I do want to finish out your first question about how we feel about him making that statement to go back to the country he came from.
Okay.
I think we should have seen this coming. I think Steve Bannon said it a little while ago when he said once the president was out from under the Mueller report, he was going to go full animal. And he absolutely has. But the animal he chose was Jackass, which I'm surprised. You would have thought something smarter, like, you know, an elephant or a lion or an eagle. But no, he went full Jackass.
Donna. you should have wrote that on Facebook so I could have made it the post of the day. Yeah.
You know why I didn't? Because I try to stay out of politics on my Facebook page because it's hard enough that I have to block enough people as it is. I can't spend the next 2 weeks blocking people just because we disagree.
I friendly disagree with a lot of people on politics. I mean, you know, there's no, I don't write no cuss words or anything. If I disagree. We still can be friends because I value, you know, you as a friend and a human being, but, you know, we disagree. Hell, everybody's supposed to have a disagreement every now and then.
And I'm okay with disagreement. I'm not okay with the level of what we disagree on. When you say, president, even though he's putting children in cages, they should go back where they came from. I can't, there's no coming back from that. Because then that tells me who you really are.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. If it's a civil disagreement, I'm cool. But if it gets to the point where it's over the line, I understand. And I still don't block nobody. I let them block me because I got to keep my enemies close.
Yeah, I'm blocked. I'm Anna block a bitch. That's who I am.
You're silly. You're on the roll today, D-Lummy. When Pence went down to the border, this is my opinion, he went down to the border to lie and support Trump. His policy towards migrants being in cages and treated inhumanely. Was he right to support Trump? Was he right to go just to... He went inside the cage, seen the men. They said the stench from the the area was so bad that they had to wear masks. They hadn't had baths. They were yelling out, hadn't had showers in like 2 weeks. Got little food. There was nowhere to sleep because everybody was standing, you know, butt to butt in the cage. There was nowhere to lay down. And they kept yelling this out. And Pence was standing there with a couple of security people and a couple of people that ran the little concentration camp that AOC named it, or dabbed everything that's down there at the border as concentration camps. They ushered them out real quick, and he only seen the men. He didn't see the women, and he seen the kids. And he tried to act like he had some compassion, but it was all act. Was he right to go down there and then not try to do anything and just support Trump? Larissa, I know how y'all feel, but I'm just going through the particulars with this this question.
Yeah, I think he should have went down there because I think he should have went down there because he needed to experience it. I wish he would experience it without a mask, though. He shouldn't have gave him a mask to let him really experience it.
Well, he didn't have one. He didn't have one. The people that was behind the cage had one.
Oh, I thought he had to have a mask when he went in there. But yeah, he didn't have one. To say he went down there to support Trump, I don't know. If, you know, I think they went down there to kind of save face is what they did. Kind of went down there to save face and say, oh, look here, we're interested. We're interested in this, you know. I don't think he necessarily went down and support Trump because Trump is going. You know, they said he's a germaphobe. You know, he's going nowhere near that place. I would be very surprised if he visited because they say he's
a
germaphobe.
I agree with you, Larissa. I don't think he's ever going down there. Love
him. Yeah, I don't know. I agree with Risa. I don't know that he went as to show support. But I do believe he went because he was told to go. I don't think he gives one rat's behind about those people and their plight or anything else that has to do with anybody that doesn't look just like his mayonnaise behind. So I feel like that was it didn't work in the
I just
direction.
Got that.
I think that it didn't work out exactly like they planned. So they are doing a lot of backpedaling and saying that, you know, this was a isolated incident and it doesn't look like this all the time. So there's a lot of, fake information being put out. Even though we saw it with our own eyes, we still are getting fake information.
Right. I agree with that, too.
No difference whatsoever.
But did you say mayonnaise behind?
I did.
Right.
Okay.
It took me a minute, and I said, oh.
I was laughing since she said it. I was like, yeah, okay. In the news, federal investigators uncovered 20 underage sex tapes of R. Kelly's. Y'all opinions on that one? Start with Larissa.
I don't think they was too hard to locate. I mean, they don't think they was that difficult to locate. You know, it just needed a couple dollars to bribe whoever had them. You know, I don't think they was a couple of. I want them to get someone other than these black celebrities for sex trafficking. I want them to prosecute someone other than these black celebrities. Now, I heard Weinstein, or Weinstein, whatever his name is, he had a settlement. He gave a big settlement. I don't care about the settlement. Is he going to be prosecuted? You know, it's to me, it's different the way the cases are treated. You know, Weinstein's is almost treated like, you know, just like a sexual harassment. But, you know, R. Kelly and Bill Cosby's was full-fledged, oh, my gosh, got to prosecute him, you know. I just want everybody, I just want equal treatment along the prosecution of all these sexual predators.
Like Epstein, Donald Trump's friend. Don't he live down there in Florida, D. Lovely?
Well, he doesn't live in Florida, but he has one of his one of his whole houses is down here, as well as one he had in Vegas.
Yes, that's right. That's
he's
right.
A pimp. He's a straight up
yeah.
pimp.
Yeah. Well, hey, didn't they say that him and Donald Trump had like a beauty pageant with just them there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Underage women and just them. I don't know if there was underage women, but they had a beauty pageant with just the beauty pageant contestants with just him and that Epstein dude there.
Well, here's the thing. That's kind of an oxymoron, and I'm not saying you do it, but I don't like it when they call them underage women. Those are girls. Anything that's not a woman and it's underage, it's a girl. So they need to stop calling them and making it seem like it's not that serious because they're calling them women. Those were little girls. And they need to recognize and stop calling them underage women.
Well, do you
How
think dude's going to get out of it? Do you think dude's going to get out of it because he got a lot of money?
I don't. I think he's going to have to. This time it's going to cost him.
Now,
is this his second time around?
Yeah, and that's why they're going to get him this time. They have to because he got the pass from Acosta the last time.
And that's why Acosta resigned, basically.
Yeah.
Because they were digging too deep. And they're getting ready to find 45 involved in something. Because the one girl said she was raped and got pregnant by him down there at his house, right?
That's what she says.
Lord, Lord, Lord. The things we do to D.C.
Really?
Oh, my goodness. The power outage yesterday in New York started off with 38,000, then it went up to 42,000. It was in Manhattan, shut down up to 90,000 people. They got it back online after about 4 or 5 hours with everybody. It was a transformer that went out. My question is, if it happened where you live, would it be a serious thing? I mean, it probably would be for you, but overall, do you think it would get as much coverage as New York got? Start with Larissa.
No, because I just think it's the amount of people there, maybe the fact there's a lot of people in New York. And I think because it was a lot of people affected that it got the coverage and where it was. If it was in Oregon or Missouri or, you know, maybe even North Carolina, I don't think it would have gotten much coverage.
Harlem.
Right. Yeah, Harlem. 125th
Street. Malcolm X Boulevard,
yeah.
D-Lovely?
Yeah, I think that, you know, having recently... within the less than a year ago, experienced a hurricane and went for over a week without power of any kind, and knowing that it was a horrible experience, and seeing the way the grids were brought back on made me wonder, how do you make the decision who's more important? Oh, I know. If it's the areas where people have a lot of money, they're first. So I think that the call that probably whoever got that said, you get me back on and you get me back on now, is based on who you are and how much money you have.
I believe
they probably make the decision based on, they look up how much taxes are being paid. Oh, yeah, maybe we'll get this area over here. That's what I think. It's something, some type of area. They know where the money is, and that's what it's
about. I agree.
Basically, they're looking at the gerrymandering lines then, right?
Because
that's how they determine that out too, right?
Right.
hey,
and
the
see,
whole world is
I'm
a cheat.
Right. I'm going to say this now. Since I moved to North Carolina, I've never seen this until I moved here. There is a certain zip code where it's predominantly African American. It is the biggest zip code out of all of the Raleigh area, the biggest zip code. And I can't, if you've seen it on the map, you would be like, why is that? Just the way it looks, it's kind of funny shaped. The way they have it and the way they have it shaped is they make sure they engulf all the African Americans, most, you know, not all of them, predominantly African Americans into one zip code, to me, that's kind of gerrymandering itself, you know, because if you looked on the map and seen, you would be like, why is that area connected with that area in the same zip code? It shouldn't be. But to me, it's a way of identifying where we are. And this
absolutely
is the first time I've seen this when I moved to North Carolina.
She just explained gerrymandering. You just explained it right there. That's that's how gerrymandering works. You just explained it right there.
Yep, and that's what they did. And I hadn't seen anything like that until I moved here. I'm like, what? When I finally seen them now, I'm like, what? You know, but it's
that's
all
how
changing now. It's changing. They got that gentrification thing going on. So it's changing a little bit now. Not really complaining because my property value went up, to be honest. So I'm not really complaining about it. But it's just amazing to see that. I mean, I'm gonna try to send it to you online and tag y'all in it so you can see what I'm talking about. It's amazing how they just skipped over one area, turned the corner this way, and then made everything one big zip code.
Yeah, that's how they do it. Because I know when I was in Georgia, I was in a certain county, and I all of a sudden I drove out the county, but down the street later on I was right back in the county again. I was like, what? How do you do that?
Yep. It's amazing.
And
what
that's
you
exactly
say, D-Lovely?
The census, to be able to include information on how to find people. That's what the census is all about.
And that's why Trump wanted to cheat that too.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he wanted to cheat that too. In Detroit, Commissioner Willie Burton was arrested at a board meeting. He was ordered to stop speaking at the meeting, and he didn't. Thus, the board chair, Lisa Carter, has the police arrest him there and take him to jail. They dragged him out of the meeting, y'all. It was on TV.
Wow.
He was warned to stop talking. Okay, and his name was Willie Burton. And you know, with a name like Willie, he wasn't light-skinned around the ears, okay?
Stop it.
This kid got drug up. he didn't want to go, so they laid him on the ground, put the handcuffs on him, and the whole time he's like, get your hands off of me. Do not touch me. Dude, they got you folded up.
Wow.
Was this right to do a commissioner on the board for the city of Detroit? I don't know what color the lady was, but I know Willie was Willie. He was one of us. Start with Larissa.
Well, listen. I believe that there's, listen, I know he was trying to get a point across. I understand. But when they tell you stop talking, you got to stop talking. You know, because this is what's going to happen. They're going to call the police. That you've given them a reason to call the police on you. We don't need no reason to have the police called on us. You know, so I understand what he was trying to do, and he was trying to get his point across. But, you know, black men getting the police called on them, that makes me nervous. Even though I know what he was, it just makes me nervous. And I just think, don't give him a reason.
Old Willie was in a suit, too. D-Lovely.
Was it a three-piece suit? Was it a three-piece?
I don't know, because they laid him down so fast. took him out the chair. He had his hands up. Don't touch me. Don't. Oh, my goodness. Willie should have just walked out.
Wow.
He laid him on the floor.
Well,
do you love me?
I don't even know what to say.
I will send y'all the video on Facebook. You got to see it.
Don't do it. I do not need to see that. I am so sorry.
Wait a minute. Hey, wait a minute. It was like this, D-Lovely. The lady was saying something. And you don't do that. You don't do that. And Willie like, no. I said, I ordered you to shut up. That's what she said.
Oh,
and he's like, no. I'm not going to shut up. I'm trying to make my point. You gave me the floor. Then the police officer came. Really? You got to settle down. And Willie just kept talking.
Not bad for Willie. I understand, you know, the brother was passionate about what he was passionate about. But sometimes you got to hold your passions for something else.
Yeah, you,
right.
You need
right.
It. You need
day.
To shut up. Oh, my goodness. That killed me when I seen it. Global warming. Tropical Storm Barry hit the Gulf. I know this is going to be an easy question probably for me and Larissa, but would you ever consider living in the Gulf? I know D. Lovely lived right there, so I'm just saying that. It's ridiculous how these storms are creeping up more and more. I'm going to start with Dee Lovely since she lives like over in the Gulf.
Listen, I'm living where I'm living, and sometimes I wonder if this was a bad decision. But I came from, you know, the Missouri area. I lived right on the Mississippi River, and the town I came from flooded on a regular. So I'm just used to it. It's one of those things. It's part of the life you choose when you live in the Gulf.
Dang. Risa?
I know them people were raised down. It's different when you are raised in the area, but I personally wouldn't move down there because I don't know anything about that. And I feel sorry for those people down there. You know, they live there for reasons. Most of them probably, you know, not most of them. Some of them can't afford to move anywhere else, and other. It's a terrible situation, especially when you were raised in that. But since I wasn't raised in that, no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. I visit, but I wouldn't. I wouldn't visit during hurricane season, but I visit.
And they just got the hurricane right after the Essence Festival. Ain't that a trip?
Right.
I bet you 10-1. If it ever happened during the Essence Festival, they won't be back down in New Orleans no more. Do you think that?
Essence Festival?
Yeah, when the Essence Festival kicks off, it's usually around my birthday, July 4th,
yeah.
Close to that weekend, and they have the festival.
Yeah.
But if a hurricane ever came during the festival, I think they would not have it in New Orleans no more.
I don't know. I disagree, Taz. I feel
that's
like
too much
that,
money.
I feel like they would use that as a resource to get better funding.
Well, for the
and
levies, you mean?
To get something done about the levies that they've not been able to do before.
I'm gonna tell you right now, if a hurricane come, I don't think.
Cause you messing with
I don't think
dollars.
No levy in the world can stop that.
Somebody explain it to me. I've tried to read up on this. Why was New Orleans built below sea level? I've tried to research this, but I can't get a good answer. I mean, why would they do that? I'm just trying to understand. It's like a bowl, right?
Right.
Yeah. It's below sea level.
So why would they continue to build like that? I don't get it.
Because
I don't get it either.
Maybe it's too hard to move whole cities.
Yeah. Well, originally when they built those cities, they didn't really think about how it may ever flood until they said, okay, the first flood, we need to build something to keep this from happening again. Hence the levees. So they felt like even though that the city was below sea level, it was beautiful. The way it was built, it just needed reinforcement. So somebody came up with that whole levee concept, but didn't really. I don't think anybody ever thought the option was going to get tested, and it did.
Well, it's the same thing. They got Miami, and Miami right there.
it's the
life you want to live. If you want to live by the water, you live by the water and on the water. Am I right?
Right.
And I
right.
get that, but New Orleans is built under sea level. They're the only place that's built under sea level, right? No, nowhere else is built under sea level but New Orleans, right?
Not that I'm aware of either. But I know one thing.
Yeah, I was.
If you study geography and the history of the world, at one time the United States was all covered in water. So,
that's,
I mean,
true.
It's coming back around. Am I right? It's only going to come back around. That's the notice to let us know that we went 30 minutes. But I'm just saying, at one time, water was in every part of the world. So, I mean, you got to know that sooner or later, if you living on the edge, the water coming up or coming around you.
I mean, the people that live in Key West understand that they are only connected to Florida by a bridge. And when that bridge is, they are sitting out there and there ain't nothing they can do about it. That's a choice that they make. They know what it is, but they want to
I mean,
out.
Yeah, it's a choice that you make. Like some of these islands that used to be very vast with a lot of vegetation and land are now getting sucked up and overran by water. So, I mean, it's only whatever Mother Nature dictates at that time is going to happen. It's the chance you take.
I have a question.
So,
I'm wondering if anybody else got this. Why? There's no other Republicans running in 2020, right? Except for one?
Right.
Two, I mean?
Yeah, it's one.
So
I forget
does that mean
name.
That they're happy with him?
But
does
normally,
that mean that they're happy with him? Nobody's going to run against him?
Normally, no one runs against being president.
Yeah.
Not from his
Thank
party.
Thank you, D-Lovely. Yeah.
Oh,
normally,
okay.
That don't
okay.
happen. It's like,
okay.
It's like when... It's like when you play the chess champion. Normally, the chess champion just waits until there's a victor so you can play him. I mean, you don't have to go through the formality of playing anybody else. He's the champ. You got to beat the champ to beat the champ. So.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Thank you for clearing that up. Because I'm thinking, why is nobody running against this fool? You know, and now I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
Thank you for clarifying that for me.
Well, it was nice talking to y'all. Hey, I missed y'all.
I missed you too.
I had a good time on my birthday. I released that jazz CD, so I had a good time.
I heard.
Yeah.
Right now, jazz.
Now I'm doing my third edit of this book, and it's wearing me out. Because I'm trying to be a perfectionist, and I don't want nobody to call me after they downloaded the book talking about, hey, you missed a question mark on page 385. What?
Right.
I don't want to hear that.
And trust me, they'll do it.
Oh yeah, they'll do it. Y'all take care, and I'll talk to y'all hopefully next weekend.
All right, then.
Okay.
All right.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye.